I'm Cray Beaumont-Flynn. Welcome to Beyond the Design, a show that gives you a peek behind the curtain of the design industry and shares the stories of those that are the driving force behind it. Welcome to Beyond the Design, and today we have with us Christian Nickum from Rocky Mountain Hardware. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me today. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you guys today.
Absolutely, Christian. Well, let's start at the beginning. Can you share the story behind Rocky Mountain Hardware, and how did your parents get involved with window and door, the door business, and what was their initial vision?
Yeah, so the long story there a little bit, but in a nutshell, my dad had originally built custom windows and doors, kind of servicing mostly two resort markets that we live in. One is Sun Valley, Idaho, and the other near us is Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So selling custom windows and doors into those markets, and as well as distributing other hardware brands such as Baldwin and some of those type of companies, you know, through a showroom we had. So one thing kind of led to the next, and Julie Wrigley of the Wrigley family out of Chicago was building her second home here in Sun Valley where we live. And kind of approached my dad, said, "God, boy, you guys make some beautiful doors. And you know, there's just, are you aware of any quality hardware out there?" And at the time, you know, there was really nothing that existed on a broad scale, right, such as we have today, you know. So a little light bulb went off in his head, and there was a local guy with a little art foundry here in town. And my dad approached Wayne and said, "Hey, you know, God, can we, what do you think about making a few molds and casting a few pieces?" And that's kind of where the whole thing began. So I did one job, and then we kind of slowly migrated over the years, you know, and continued to get into the hardware side of the world. And in a nutshell, that's kind of where it's at, you know. So that was in the early 90s.
Okay.
You know, and then after that, my mom was involved in the process along the way. And then I had come into the business and was mostly focused on the production side. And my dad was kind of running the overall business and doing the sales. And you know, boy, then we went off and, you know, attended a few industry trade shows, which would be like the National Kitchen and Bath Show, which is kind of our big one. And at least for that time, you know, and so we'd be able to, you know, get some exposure and some brand recognition and people seeing something unique that they hadn't seen before. So we started picking up a few dealers, you know, in different spots around the United States. And then the snowball just continued to grow at that point, you know, so.
And building the brand, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So Rocky Mountain Hardware has become a well-known name in the world of artisanal hardware. What were some of the key strategies that helped the company evolve into what it is today? And was there a pivotal moment that's like, okay, this is the direction, this is a solid business for us to expand into?
Yeah, certainly. You know, as we kind of had learned, you know, really what our strong suits were really the ability to kind of produce on the fly, had a never say no attitude, you know, so we would get the design community coming to us often and wanting us to create something for them that they couldn't readily get, you know, so they had the ability to kind of, you know, create a unique product for this project that they're working on, and we'd be able to bring it to life and do all that sort of stuff in a pretty seamless and non-painful way, so to speak. And get them something they really like and so on, you know, so they'll put their signature on it. So that's kind of how it evolved. And, you know, the more custom stuff we picked up, and again, the more different markets we would get into, we would just get, you know, more and more opportunities to provide unique products for projects. And then, you know, eventually as that happened, we really kind of grew our product offering that way too. You know, as we would see an idea come to life that a designer or homeowner or whomever wanted, we would, you know, approach them, "Hey, do you mind if we add this into our line?" And so on and so forth, you know? So, and then over the years we would design our own stuff. And so have nowadays have a pretty wide collection of architectural hardware, you know, everything from door hardware to cabinet to light fixtures, plumbing products, so on and so forth. So,
well, your products are well known for the exquisite and quality artistic flair. Can you give us a behind the scenes look at the journey from molten bronze to a finished piece of hardware?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. So, So we've got three manufacturing locations, all located in southern Idaho. Have our foundry in Blackfoot, Idaho. So have roughly, say 50,000 square feet under roof there. And I've got about 40 employees there. And then the second location is in a little town called Shoshone, Idaho, which is south of Sun Valley. And then the third and final step of the product is in Haley, Sun Valley, Idaho area. Mm-hmm. So what'll happen is this is Haley, Sun Valley is kind of our so-called corporate headquarters. This is where we're doing all customer service, order entry, engineering, and the third and final step of our production. So we'll kind of collect all of our orders on a day-to-day basis that our dealers are shooting to us. And then everything we do, if we make to order, you know, so then we'll take that and we'll begin the casting process and starting in a custom process. What we would do is, you know, someone might want a special widget, you know, let's call it a door handle or whatever it might be. They'll send us an idea. And then if, we'll shoot them a price, say, here's kind of a ballpark price, what we're looking at. We've got multiple ways to create those molds, you know, so we'll either do it all CAD with, CNC machining and molds and that sort of stuff, or the more organic way. And if it's got a real organic nature to it, have three highly skilled artists and we'll do all hand carvings of whatever it might be and then make negative molds from that. And then we also do a whole, and that's primarily mostly all for sand casting. And then we do a whole, another process called lost wax casting or investment casting and similar processes. But anyway, at the end of the day, you know, we'll do all the casting in Blackfoot, then we'll ship all those parts to our Shoshone facility where we'll go through a grinding, deburring and machining operation there. Then we'll bring all the parts from that location up to our Haley location where we'll go through secondary machining, finishing, final assembly. Then ultimately everything ships out of the door out of Haley, Idaho.
Bronze is such a distinctive material choice. Why did you decide to focus on bronze and what makes it such a special material in creating your hardware pieces?
Yeah, boy, at the time when my father had the idea, you know, originally there was a few bronze products on the market, you know, and bronze has this inherent, uniqueness to it that is, really a kind of a warm metal, so to speak.
Right.
It's a living finish, non-corrosive. It's non-ferrous, so it'll never rust or any of that sort of stuff or get any metal loss, but it creates its own unique patina over time. So we originally kind of landed on two specific bronze alloys. One's a silicon bronze, which is what most people are probably familiar with, you know, kind of a brownish undertone to it. And then as well as a white bronze alloy that we do as well. So between those two alloys, we can create a unique blend of 12 standard finishes that we offer. And then we do custom finishes all the time. So if someone's trying to match something, we can kind of tweak the patina process and the finishing process in order to kind of match a finish relatively closely 99% of the time. We also do a ton of brass as well that a lot of people don't know us for, but got a few clients that do very high end building projects and many of them throughout the year. And we'll kind of supply brass products to them or even with our own line, if somebody wants it, we can cast all those same molds in brass. So it's really kind of a standalone non-ferrous foundry for the most part that we do all sorts of different stuff.
So what is the creative process for you guys when you bring on a new product? Do you have a set design team or do you still take elements from designers that incorporate into your line?
All the above.
All the above.
On a yearly basis, we'll probably do 300 to 400 custom jobs a year, you know, so creating unique custom molds for different things. But, we also, as you know, all the time we're creating our own products, you know, so as we see a little opportunity in the market, we'll just start playing with some different ideas and bring some product to life and see how they go, you know, it's a really fun process.
And being well known for hardware, is there any sector of the industry that you guys want to expand into?
Not necessarily at the moment. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of unique stuff we do is a produce a lot of product for other manufacturers, you know, so that's fun for us. So obviously Rocky Mountain Hardware, we're our own brand, and 80% of what we cast on our foundry is for our own product line. However, have an OEM side to our business where we'll produce products for other folks, you know, so, mm-hmm. so if anything, really that, you know, and then just continue to, with our own brand, really stay on target and do what we do best and continue to be a valuable resource for the design community to bring their ideas to life. You know?
So how do you ensure that the craftsmanship doesn't get compromised as the business grows?
Got a really solid, dedicated team, really, you know, and got different things set in place that's quality control throughout and different, mm-hmm. you know, at any one point as we're producing a product, I mean, no less than 50 hands are touching one single product as it's going through the process, you know, so have each department really trained on what's good and bad, so to speak. And then ultimately what makes it out the door. So,
right. I mean, our industry is ever evolving and changing. There's a lot of it factors, I guess you could say. So innovation is clearly a driving force at Rocky Mountain Hardware. How do you keep pushing the boundaries and staying ahead in the decorative hardware industry?
Well, really just continuing to come out with new product lines and new, you know, people that, you know, back to bronze. I mean, it has such a unique, a lot of unique attributes to it, you know, so it's beyond being, you know, a real beautiful self patinaing type product. Also has, you know, some health characteristics to it. So it's comprised of copper, you know, so copper kills organisms and all that sort of stuff. So it's uniquely, antimicrobial for lack of a better term, you know, so we kind of, you know, we push that a little bit, which gets you into projects and just kind of continue, you know, with product innovation and that in a nutshell. And it seems to be doing the job at the moment.
Your work blends a lot of tradition with modern design. How do you stay on top of trends while still honoring the rich craftsmanship heritage of your brand?
Well, our biggest challenge there for the most part is to get customers to understand, especially in these more modern projects that are going nowadays, you know, everybody wants to see stainless steel, cold living finish, right, or whatever it is, you know, but part of the sales process that we really drive is that, hey, boy, you've got all these beautiful natural stones and wood features in the house. You know, there's nothing to say that, excuse me, one sec.
Right.
Shouldn't be able to use some beautiful metal products to go along with it, you know, and so to get that selling point across is difficult at times, but I think you know, number one, our brand and then bronze products are recognized more in the industry, it's kind of been a pretty easy transition for a lot of people to make.
I love your mantra, your company's mantra, and never say no. I wish I coined that phrase. Yeah, right. How does this philosophy shape your approach to custom projects and client interactions?
It opens a heck of a lot of doors for us, you know, so people know us for that. They'll come to us and like, hey, you know, we're not going to tell you no. Now there could be a budget restraint along the way that might offset it, because a lot of things that are, you know, they can be challenging but with our casting capabilities and our machining capabilities, we can really bring anything to life. You know, so we've got, you know, very sophisticated machining equipment or machining intricate investment cast molds that are like Rubik's cubes kind of going together, you know, to create an ultimate wax piece to cast from. And beyond that, you know, back to our machining capabilities, we've got extensive equipment and all sorts of different ways to skin the cat. So anything that somebody brings us, generally speaking, if it's within our wheelhouse and not too physically large, that would be our main constraint. We can kind of handle any of that sort of stuff and really enjoy doing it. That's what keeps us part of the job a lot of fun, you know, just to right. Innovate and think outside the box.
So can designers and architects are on the forefront with end users. How do you stay connected to the end user and the designers and architects?
Well, good question. Well, really the end users, and we've got a whole marketing campaign that's, a lot of print and social that are out there touching and feeling both communities for sure. But really, we have an independent rep force that's out there that kind of oversees our dealer network and the ever-changing staff requirements for that. So constantly doing product knowledge and that sort of stuff for our dealers. And then obviously they're out there communicating with all of their clients in most cases, which are, the Suzy homeowners of the world. And right. So able to stay in touch with them via our dealer network. And then with the design community, boy, we're, that same group of reps are constantly out there calling on the design community. And along with, we attend, half dozen to a dozen trade shows a year, touching the same community. And then in addition to that, one of the most important pieces, but we've been putting together what we call our road show. And it's basically a traveling showroom that got a couple of people in at the moment that are bouncing around the nation and hitting our dealer network to the design community and any special events along the way. And so that's the ticket at the moment for us.
Well, you're very strongly committed to crafting all your pieces in the USA. Why is this so important to you in Rocky Mountain Hardware?
Boy, primarily that's just how we grew up as a company. So from day one, I was, one thing my folks certainly instilled in me, and then I've kind of carried that torch forward. And it's just great to be able to give, our local communities, good paying, hardworking jobs and the creativeness and everything that goes along with it. So it's just who we are and where we'll be. And it allows us to really control the product at the end of the day and exactly what we want to see go out the door,
Now, do you rotate product periodically? Is there a seasonal implementation of new product that you roll out?
Not really. It's no, we don't rotate any product, but in terms of new releases and things of that nature, we're constantly adding new product, on an annual basis. So as we're doing all these custom projects, as I had mentioned, if there's something up that we like up there, we'll talk to the customer and, hey, do you mind if we add this into the line? And, oh yeah, no problem. Or some people certainly don't want that. So we obviously would abide by their wishes and go the other direction.
So what's new and exciting that's coming out or developments do you see for Rocky Mountain Hardware in the near future?
Well, nothing I need to let out of the bag at the moment, but we'll certainly have have a few.
It's just between me and you now.
Now we've got a few irons in the fire for sure. And looking forward to continuing to bring products into the market.
Is there any sector of the hardware business that you haven't tapped yet that you want to get into?
Boy, not so much. I mean, the hardware market that we live in is really kind of the high end residential, commercial, and refurbishment, I guess I would call it, but we'll get a lot of, say old state capitals or churches or things of that nature that'll have, products on them that have been there for, who knows how long. And a lot of those manufacturers have come and gone over the years. So we get the opportunity to kind of recreate a bunch of unique pieces for those sort of projects. And, so really just, maybe to further expand our custom capabilities and really just, get the word out that we're a resource here for people to use for that opportunity.
So is there a particular project or piece of hardware that has a special meaning to you? I'd love to hear the story behind that.
There was, one that comes to mind, which was a unique process or project for us. There was I don't remember the name of it, to be honest with you, but it was a church of some sort in Washington, D.C. that they had torn down. And this has been, I think at least 20 years ago or so. But so tore this little church down and put up a so-called I wouldn't say a skyscraper because I don't think anything taller than the Capitol there, but whatever the height is. But on one corner of this, they did this really unique pillar that was about a 6-foot square pillar and maybe 30 feet tall. And And this designer came to us and said, God, we want to do something really unique for the surface of this thing. And kind of gave us a few ideas. So what we ended up doing is doing an open cast of basically siding in a nutshell, but it was a white bronze open cast. So as the oxides hit that, when you pour the metal, it bubbles and pops and does all sorts of unique stuff. So it gives a real craters of the moon type texture over the top, you know? And so we did this super cool column with these, you know, with big flag pedestals coming off the side of it and some unique stuff. So that's one that certainly comes to mind.
Well, growing up in a family business must have been an interesting experience. Did you always think that you'd follow in your parents' footsteps, or was there a moment when you realized you wanted to be a part of Rocky Mountain Hardware, or did you not have a choice? You're just put into the grind and this is what you're doing?
Kind of one of those deals. Yeah. So when we had the windows and doors, I was always kind of the delivery boy, so to speak, when I was in high school. And then,
hey kid, we got a job for you.
Once this hardware thing started to take off, I was in pretty early on with my folks with that. And, so I had run the production side kind of right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. And my dad was kind of running the overall company, and that went pretty solid for about 8 or 9 years. And then, my dad had a strange, occurrence happen and had to exit the business overnight. So I jumped into the hot seat in the early 2000s and ran the business from that point on. So whether that was a choice or not, I've had a heck of a good time, and it's been a good run. So
are you part of the design process when new products roll out? Do you take a seat and kind of do an overview, or do you design anything yourself?
Certainly do. Yeah. All the above. Yeah. So we're always tinkering with different ideas and doing stuff, but yeah, throughout our process, there's 5 or 6 of us that are really scrutinizing what's happening there and what we want to see. And, so yeah, 100%.
Fantastic. After 3 decades in the industry, what keeps you passionate and most excited about the work you do every day?
But really just that we get a lot of praise, you know, for when you know, the customers see these products come to life and get to experience them for the first time. And it's a little bit old hat for us, obviously, you know, but just that excitement that we get from our customers coming back, it really gives us the drive, you know. And we've got, and then, you know, beyond that, just to follow that through, you know, we have a very solid team, customer service, you know, and so, yeah, at any one point, somebody can call and get a true person on the phone and get a problem taken care of and just continue to carry on, you know. So
what is the timeline from initial design to actually being molded in a finished product?
A lot of factors go into that, but in a nutshell, if the communications were smooth all the way through, it could be as little as, 3 to 4 weeks up to a couple of months, generally speaking.
And for a custom piece for a designer or a client end user?
A couple months. 3 months generally in that neighborhood.
What's been the largest order that, like 200 doorknobs or something like that? What's the largest that you can think of? And what's the most unique thing that you guys produce on a custom basis?
Well, yeah, so large job, I guess, out of the gate. We've done a few of the Wynn hotels, so like in Vegas and over in Macau. So I've gotten a few orders of, you know, 10,000 plus door handles and so on and so forth. And then we get into the high-end hospitality. So we'll do... Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, Ritz-Carlton's to Mandarin Oriental type properties. And those are big for us, you know, to kind of handle. Cause it's, not a huge production shop by any stretch, but just enough to stay alive.
Yeah. It takes some time.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Has there been a unique custom piece that really stands out?
Boy, there's a lot of them, you know, a lot of them. We've done many, you know, beyond door hardware, I've done all sorts of unique furniture pieces for folks or unique crests and family crests that we're casting. And, nothing that totally jumps out at me though. I mean, other than the decorative siding that we had cast there I had mentioned earlier. And one exciting project we're working on currently is the Salt Lake City LDS Temple is under under remodel, and we're redoing that whole project, which is pretty unique and using the specific alloys and really fun designs and intricate pieces, you know. So, so that's a lot of fun for us.
Is there any particular project that you can think of that really stands out that you have a close connection to?
Boy, dang near most of them, I would say. Again, as all these are going through, we're looking at, you know, there's a pretty tight group of us that are really, really looking at the process going through. But
yeah, how about a design? How about a design? Is there a particular design that's part of your product line that you have a close connection to that really stands out? It's like,
there's a few, there's definitely a few pieces that, that we've designed in house, and, or I should say not we, I mean, I've done a number in house, and it's fun to bring those to life and let the audience out there see them and enjoy them, you know? So yeah, there's a bunch of that sort of stuff.
Fantastic. Well, tell us a little bit more in depth about the products and the lines and the designs of Rocky Mountain Hardware.
Well, yeah. So a broad scope, you know, we have about 26 architectural styles of escutcheon plates, otherwise known as just the back plate on the door. You know, so out of those 26, each one of those really can fit into any, I would say 90% of any architectural type building, you know. So from uber traditional to super contemporary and everything in between, you know. So kind of have those bases covered, and then any of our levers and knobs can kind of fit onto any of these 26 different escutcheon designs, you know. So within our custom or within our standard product offering, you can really customize it to what you know, to what you might want. So someone could pick this particular escutcheon style, and then we've got about 100 different lever or knob choices to go along with that, you know, so they could mix and match anyway. And then in addition to that, mix up the finishes and choose any one of 12 different finishes. So that's the basics in the door hardware. And then the cabinet hardware is real similar, you know, have multiple pieces and they kind of all fall within different architectural styles and kind of cover all the bases. And then we've gotten into lighting over the past, you know, 10, 15 years pretty heavily. I mean, we don't do a ton of it, but have some really unique pieces and do some fun stuff there. So that's been fun for us. And just to kind of really integrate some of the LED technology within that, you know, is fun, you know, and that, you know, that whole world is moving at a light speed pace, you know, so it's to try to keep up with that and understand what's out there and available. It's fun.
I mean, being a product source for the industry, what changes have you seen during your time at Rocky Mountain Hardware and the journey that you've taken the shift to?
Yeah, boy, mostly, I mean, with us, I mean, certainly the trend in building styles, you know, I mean, it's had gone from, you know, rustic, certainly kind of back when we really started in the early 90s, and then, you know, swayed, you know, traditional into contemporary and now the mountain modern. But obviously each one of those is unique to geographic locations for the most part. But again, everything kind of seems to kind of keep going full circle, you know. So for a lot of times, like our silicon bronze alloys and finishes seem to be more desired because they're a little bit more on the brownish tones or your typical oil rub bronze that you hear of, you know, those types finishes. But then the white bronze, you know, once you take and polish that up, it can look like a beautiful piece of polished nickel, you know? So then it, you know, that ties you into some other projects and things like that. So it's, so those sorts of finishes, I would say, you know, in terms of trend of really, you know, went from this kind of silicon bronze finishes more into the white bronze. And now things seem to be circling back a little bit to kind of the bronzy brassy type stuff. But it's hard to get a read on that because most of the time, you know, we're just working to a purchase order. And, you
know, exactly.
And exactly where that's coming from. Who knows, you know, but.
Right. Yeah. Well, for anyone breaking into the industry, what advice would you offer based on your journey and experiences?
Boy, more than anything, just really keep an open mind and you know, have fun with the process, no matter what the heck the process is. If you're a designer working on these projects, you know, think outside of the box, go to manufacturers that like to join in that journey and really create unique products and bring, you know, something new and fascinating to the projects, which again, I think at the end of the day is really fun for everybody involved and keeps things innovative and moving forward. So,
well, what legacy do you hope Rocky Mountain Hardware will leave in the industry?
Boy, beyond all else, I think just really us being known for, the highest quality product that you can possibly get, you know, and excellent customer service and just continue to, you know, our want, desire to continue to just strive for greatness in what we're doing every day, you know? So
sounds good. Hey,
chill that.
Yeah. Well, Christian, is there anything else you'd like to share with us about Rocky Mountain Hardware?
Boy, nothing at the moment, I don't think. Huh?
No?
No.
Well, I want to thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure. And thank you for coming on the show.
You bet. Well, I appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
All right. We'll talk soon. You take care. Okay.
Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to Beyond the Design. Subscribe for more inspiring conversations to our YouTube channel. Follow us on social media for updates and behind-the-scenes content. See you next time.
Hi, you're listening to a Pod for Good Media Network podcast. We are a network that provides podcasting production services and a supportive community in which podcasters can thrive. If you're a podcaster local in the Tulsa area, we would love to have your show on the network. If you're interested in starting one, we would love to help you get started. Find us online at podforgoodmedia.com and fill out our Pod With Us form. Happy podcasting.